What's up, everybody? Jeff Meacham here. Happy Thursday. Hope you guys are having a good week. Decided to put more content up on Thursdays. And what I'm going to do every Thursday is air what we're going to call a Jeff Meacham Classic. And what I mean by that is each week, every Thursday, here on the Jeff Meacham Network, I'm going to be putting up a special episode from my past. And yes, it'll be audio only, so you won't get to see the video stuff of it. So I'm going to try to pick talk wrestling, so that way you actually hear, just what I have to say, rather than the XMVs where you had to see what we were doing because we were just so batshit crazy back then. Anyway, today's classic clip episode, shall we say, is the very first episode of Talk Wrestling that Aaron Riff and I produced all the way back in July of 2007. If you can believe that, almost 13 years ago now, fresh off the heels of one of the darkest tragedies in our business's history. I stepped behind the desk, sat in the chair, and off to the races I went. Enjoy.
Welcome, everyone, to the first edition of Talk Wrestling here on NoDQ.com, MySpace, YouTube, wherever you're watching this. You'll notice the magazine cover to my right is Chris Benoit. That's the main topic of today. It's going to be Chris Benoit. I just, thanks to Aaron's DVR, I got finished watching Nancy Grace. There are some very, very misinformed people in this world. Nancy Grace is a fucking idiot, first of all. Talking about the fact that Mark Merrill's stage name is Merrow. No. Mark Merrill's stage name is Mark Merrow. That's his real name. That's his stage name, Nancy. Get it straight. Dave Finley is not a current WWE champion. He was United States champion toward the end of last year, I believe. Maybe even as early as this year. But he has not been champion in quite some time in WWE. What else did she say? She brought on a guy by the name of Mark Merrow, who you all know, Johnny B. Badd in WCW, Mark Merrow in WWE, who hasn't been in a WWE ring in almost 10 years. I'd say about 8 years. And he's going to talk about WWE's drug issue. Mark Merrow is the most misinformed motherfucker I've ever seen in my entire life. And Mark Merrow, I hope you're watching. If you are, please respond. I'd love to hear your response to this. Because I watched you on Nancy Grace, and I cannot believe how badly you came across. You were so misinformed, it was ridiculous. You had a list of 105 wrestlers who have died in the last 10 years for various things. And they pointed out to you, to your face, you heard Dave Finley say it, and you heard Nancy Grace say it. 5 of them were under contract to WWE at the time. One died because he fell from the ceiling because people didn't know how to rig a cable properly. One died of suicide, this gentleman right here, Chris Benoit. And Eddie Guerrero, who else died of heart disease in WWE? Help me out here, cameraman. I don't know. Eddie Guerrero died of heart disease. Brian Pillman. Brian Pillman died of heart disease. Not because of a drug overdose. Not because of, cocaine intoxication like poor Kurt Hennig, God rest his soul. It was very, very funny to watch Mark Merrow try to make his point when he's very misinformed. And my new heroes, people, I'm telling you, Brian Alvarez from Figure 4 Online and the Wrestling Observer, and Ken Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy. I love Mr. Kennedy. He shot on the entire situation. It was great. Ken-Kennedy.com. Read his shoot. It is great. Because he rips into everybody and well-deserved. And Merrill's response was a joke. It was funny. Oh, God, I love it. It was such fun. A lot of you probably saw my column on the Chris Benoit situation on my MySpace page. For those of you that didn't, I'm going to refer you to my MySpace page. MySpace.com/Jeff Meacham. Jeffmeacham. And you can read about what I said. I've said my piece on the Chris Benoit thing. I've said my piece on the Nancy Grace thing, so I'm going to get to your questions. All a bunch of them. And Aaron just posted this a couple hours ago. People want to see Jeff Meacham. I like that. That's very cool. I appreciate that. Ron, do you think Vince should or will do a Nancy Grace parody of how bad the media is? If he does, he's a fool. I'm sorry. He needs to step away from that. And he shouldn't have sent Finley to be the WWE representative, first of all. I'm sorry. Finley was like, and stuff, and, they're doing all this drug testing and stuff. Finley did not know what he was I love Fit Finley. I've always loved Finley. He's a great character, and I understand he's a very nice guy, but, like, have John Cena or, you know, somebody that can speak a little bit more eloquently than Dave Finley on your shows to represent your company. Because, you know, Nancy Grace tore him apart. She's a crazy bitch. She tore him apart. And it was sad to watch. But, you know, whatever. Okay. Mr. Clean Fan, do you agree or disagree with Mark Merrill's recent media comments about drugs and wrestling and change needed to be made? I don't agree with the way Merrill presented himself. I think he came across, as I said, as very misinformed. However, changes do need to be made. That's very obvious in the entire wrestling industry because the guys are dying. And, you know, a lot of it is not because of natural causes and not because of, you know, cancer or because of this or because of that. A lot of people are dying because of the drug issue. And that's not WWE's fault at all. WWE is the major leagues. This is very true. However, you cannot blame everything in the world on Vince McMahon. We tried that, 13 years ago. We put the man on trial for steroids. And what happened? He got acquitted. Why? Because he was innocent. Vince McMahon is not the devil incarnate. Mr. McMahon may have been, but Vince McMahon is not. And when the world realizes that, everything will be much, much better. But changes do need to be made. I think the wellness policy is in effect. I mean, Dave Finley himself said on Nancy Grace that there was a drug test last week and he passed. And Benoit passed his most recent test. This was a freak accident. This is a fluke. I mean, everybody that's known Chris Benoit, mild-mannered, calm, cool, collected guy, you know, never raise a fan to anybody, never, you know, raise his voice to anybody, just, and he flipped out. It's exactly what happened. I've been there. I know what it's like to have somebody drive you to the point where you flip out and strike them. I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying it's right, but it happens. Shit happens in this world. And for what happened with Benoit, obviously, he took it to the extreme. And that's all that happened there. Let's see. LaPointe, do you think WWE is too over the top with their storylines and characters? And then when you look at TNA, they hardly have chicks, which is okay because that leaves more for wrestling. They don't use too many backstage junk on their shows. Have you watched TNA lately? They're backstage as much as WWE ever was. What are you people talking about? Oh, my goodness. They're entertaining. They have pure athletes and not steroid junkies. Deep cleansing breath, let it out. Okay. TNA is a great company. I have no problem with TNA. But they are a sports entertainment company. I don't care what they market it as. Wrestling is not, you know, the way it used to be in the 40s or the 30s. When television came around and started promoting wrestling in the Gorgeous George days, the wrestling industry changed. It's sports entertainment. Vince McMahon admitted it in the 80s, so he could get away with it. Well, it's fake. We know it's fake. And, you know, there's not too much backstage stuff. They are backstage for half of fucking Impact. Don't tell me they don't go backstage. Have you watched Impact the last couple weeks? Rated R is saying RIP Danny and wants to know, when do you think WWE will start pushing Cena down? Okay. Why would you push down your most marketable star? Would you push down Hulk Hogan in 1987 when he was at the zenith of his popularity? Oh, this guy's really, really over. Let's just squash him like a bug. That is the most stupid question I've seen today. I'll probably get to stupider later, but that's okay. For right now, I'll go with this one. They're not going to push Cena down as long as he's selling merchandise, making movies, going on the TV shows, representing the company very well, which he did on Larry King the other night. He is a very good representative for the company. The guy's an eloquent speaker. He knows how to cut a promo. He knows how to sell merch. He knows he's got the look. Whether he's on steroids or not, he's got the look of a wrestler. His wrestling skills, I'll give you that. They're not that good, but neither were Hulk Hogan's, and look where he is. The most marketable star in the history of wrestling, Hulk Hogan, had a two-move combination to end his matches. A big boot to the face and an atomic leg drop, brother. And he got over. He was over for 20 years. He's still over. He has a TV show now, for crying out loud, that governs his family because he's so over. John Cena's not going to get pushed down anytime soon. And I was one of the many people that, oh, I hate Cena. He sucks and, you know, he needs to go away. I have changed my mind about John Cena. He is the most marketable guy they have. And if Bobby Lashley beats him for the title at the Great American Bash, it's a travesty. I'm sorry. I did not like Bobby Lashley. I don't think he should be the WWE champion. I think John Cena is a more marketable champion. And I think if Lashley beats him, it's a travesty of justice. Paul wants to know, were Ron Killings and Conan justified in quitting TNA? I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know the whole story behind Ron Killings and Conan quitting TNA. Apparently something to do with their medical bills not being paid, or you know, they were injured and they weren't getting paid, or whatever it was. Unfortunately, TNA does not have the resources to take care of their injured guys like WWE does. So if, you know, and from what I understand, Conan was pretty much sucking them dry. You know, he's been hurt forever, and he hasn't wrestled in I don't know how long. He's been a manager for most of this year, if not all of this year. And Conan's been another one of those guys that's speaking out against the industry, hasn't he? During the Benoit thing, yeah. I think Conan needs to realize that his time is over. I'm sorry. He's a nice guy. I met him at the UPW show at Anaheim, whatever it was, 3 years ago. He's a great guy. But his time is done. Ron Killings. We love Ron Killings. He was on Extreme Mayhem with us. He was going to do XMV with us when we were in Florida, but he ended up not being able to do it. I think he needs to get himself better and get his job back, because he's great. And hopefully he'll realize that WWE is probably not going to hire him back. So hopefully he'll get his shit together. Philip wants to know, what are your thoughts on Jackass being involved at WWE SummerSlam? And do you think it'll be hurt or help the pay-per-view buy rate? Okay. Jackass. Jackass is a very stupid television show watched by very stupid people. I'm sorry. For those of you that like Jackass, you can turn the mute button on for a few minutes, because I'm going to go off on Jackass now. Jackass is America's Funniest Home Videos taken to the ultimate extreme, because these guys are purposely filming themselves doing stupid shit. How come? It fell. I don't care. You can't get any more asinine than the Jackass guys. And for WWE to even consider contacting them and making them part of the main event at SummerSlam, WWE is desperate. And that is sad. WWE is the number one wrestling company in the entire world. And the fact that they have to draw in these Jackass guys. Wasn't TNA doing Jackass stuff a few months ago? Yes, they were. WWE does not need to sink to the level of Jackass by having Steve O and Johnny Knoxville and these other idiots, Bam Margera and all these other assholes showing up and, you know, doing their Jackass stunts. I will give you this. When I saw Steve-O get his butt kicked by Umaga at the Raw SmackDown Super Show a few months ago, that was awesome, because I can't stand Jackass. I love seeing Umaga beat him up, but I don't want to spend $40 on a fucking pay-per-view and watch these guys get beat up. I'll go watch it at a live event, or I'll watch it on TV for free. Don't make me shell out $40 to see these jackasses. I don't want to see it. Rory, I was wondering what you think ECW needs to somehow bring the spark back into it, sort of, so to speak. I think he meant to say so to speak, but then he said sort of speak, so that's okay. Rory, what ECW needs is Paul Heyman booking. He booked the pay-per-views, and he booked the first show. And then Vince came in and was like, okay, we're going to do this my way, because I'm Vince McMahon. And that's where WWE took ECW into the tank. That's exactly what happened. If they brought back Paul in a creative control capacity, and they let them do what ECW used to do, I think they'd be more successful. WWE right now is presenting their version of ECW. Vince McMahon is basically saying, I own ECW, here's my way of doing it, ha ha ha. And that's a mistake. ECW needs to be presented the way it used to be presented. And if they do that, then they'll get the spark back, so to speak. And I hope they do it soon. I hope they realize the error of their ways. I will say, however, making Johnny Nitro the ECW champion was a brilliant booking move. I don't care what anybody says. I love Johnny Nitro, and I think he's a great heel champion. And he's one of the most athletic guys I've ever seen. I loved him in M&M. I loved him as the Intercontinental Champion. I love him as the ECW World Champion. So hopefully, if they start reshaping the booking, hopefully they'll keep him around in ECW, and he'll be a star there, because he's great. I love Johnny Nitro. JCB, what's your opinion on the new Big Daddy V versus Boogeyman feud and Viscera's new look? Viscera needs to put his shirt back on, okay? Viscera has got some big old man titties. He has not been in shape in his entire life. God bless him. formerly King Mabel, formerly Mabel Been on a Mission, you know, formerly Viscera, now he's Big Daddy V. The man is not in shape. He looks terrible. He should be wearing a shirt at all times. You don't see my fat ass in front of the camera going, oh, look at my titties. No, I don't think so. There's no reason for that. No. I agree with him being a killer. I agree with him being, you know, Big Daddy V. That's fine. But Big Daddy V can put his damn shirt back on. All right. Our next questions, both of them, come from Five Star Wrestling. He has a couple questions. His first one is, do you ever think we will see WWE versus TNA matches? Yes. And Booker T's indie fed. We saw King Booker and a wrestler whose name is escaping me right now against Team 3D the other night. So if you want to see WWE versus TNA, go to Booker's house shows or live events, whatever you want to call them. Other than that, no, because WWE and TNA are competing companies. You're not going to, just like, you know, when we ever see the WWE versus WCW Dream Match, yes, when WWE bought WCW, not before. So if WWE ever buys out TNA, then yeah, we'll see it. Otherwise, no. His other question, whatever happened to XPW? XPW, for those of you that have never heard of XPW, and shame on you if you haven't, Extreme Pro Wrestling was originally conceived, I believe, to be the West Coast version of ECW, Extreme Championship Wrestling. It was run by Extreme Associates, Rob Black. Extreme Associates is a adult film company, and they decided to venture into the wrestling business, and they made a pretty good go of it there for about 4 years or so. Unfortunately, after they did their last shows in California, because they taped in Philadelphia for a while, they did their last shows in California the weekend of my birthday, February 28th and March 1st of 2003. They went back to Philadelphia and did one show, and then they ran into some legal troubles with the federal authorities. Apparently, they were distributing underage pornography or they were, oh, you know what it was? It was distributing obscene film in the state of Pittsburgh, I believe it was, which is like a really big deal. The feds came in and raided the office. A friend of mine, or an ex-friend of mine, actually worked for XPW at the time, and he was there when the feds showed up. Like, they basically, he was driving away, the feds were driving toward, and he saw, like, it was like two or three different federal trucks or vans or whatever it was pulled up and raided the office. And that was the demise of XPW, unfortunately. I loved XPW. I loved being able to interview all those people we did over the course of those 2 days. I loved covering it with Mike. I thought it was a great promotion, and it died way too soon. And I would hope that they had like a little bit of a mini reunion at a Battleground show out in Newhall where I live, or close to where I live, not too long ago. They had a few of the XPW guys up there. I wish it would come back full-time. I wish Extreme Associates would put it back full-time. I don't think it's going to happen. That's a real shame. Joshua M., do you think Chris Benoit should be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame someday? I like this question. This is a good question. Thank you, Josh. That is a really sensitive issue, unfortunately, because, it's hard to, you know, until we find out, you know, none of us really know what happened the night, the weekend of the last weekend in June. We'll never really know what happened with Chris and Nancy and Daniel Benoit, but to take away from his career, I think, is wrong. For a 3 days of, lapse in judgment, I guess you could call it, for lack of a better term right now. I think Chris Benoit should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, but it shouldn't be for a long time. I think, my personal opinion, and I mean this, I swear to God I do, they rushed putting Eddie Guerrero in the Hall of Fame because everybody was like, oh, poor Eddie, he died, it was horrible. And it was. It was horrible that Eddie Guerrero died. I cried for 3 days when Eddie Guerrero died. I did. Ask Jade. She was there. We both were crying for days. Jade's my ex-girlfriend. Those of you who have never seen me before, you'll hear more about her, I'm sure, in the few shows to come. But they rushed putting him in the Hall of Fame, and hopefully they will be smart and not put Chris Benoit in the Hall of Fame until many, 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 many years down the road. All right, P. Giddy wants to know, does Kane deserve one more run with the world title, and do you think he'll get it? if he's going to get it, the time is now, honestly. Kane is in the latter stage of his career, from what I understand. And if he's going to win the world title, it's going to be the Great American Bash. If he doesn't win it there, he's probably not going to win a world championship again. Kane is past his time. Kane was a great character. Kane has been a great character his entire run. But I think that his time has passed. That's just my personal opinion. Let me know what you think. Email me on MySpace or whatever and let me know what you think. But I think his time is done. Craig, if RVD ever returns to wrestling, will it be with WWE or TNA? And that's a really good question. I have not talked to Rob in a long time. I wish he would... I wish I could get a hold of him and find out where he's going right now. He's taken a well-deserved hiatus. The last year has been very hard on him. He's seen what was his baby, his vision, ECW, along with Paul Heyman, the rebirth of ECW, go in the tank because of Vince McMahon and WWE. And I think he wanted the break, and he got it. His contract was up. He's taking a break, and good for him. Spend some time with your wife. I think that if he does come back, he will likely go back to WWE because it's a more stable paycheck, perhaps. But TNA may be more his style as far as the laid back schedule. However, traveling to Florida, I think, will be a big thing for him because I don't know if he'll want to travel to Florida. They tape every other week or every other week. I mean, that's quite a lot of travel. I mean, you're there for 2, 3, 4 days, and it's hard to say. I will attempt to contact Rob and let you guys know about that. Nick, why can't TNA do above a 1.2 rating, and what do you think of Bill and Doug's anti-WWE comments on YouTube? Are those two idiots that are so pro-TNA and just bash WWE? Those two guys are so fucking stupid. I'm sorry, but they are. They're like, oh, WWE sucks, WWE sucks, TNA rules. Okay, TNA is doing a 1.2. TNA is not better than WWE. I'm sorry. TNA is doing a 1.2 because they're at 9 o'clock on Thursdays. They're opposite, like, the primetime stuff on NBC and CBS and all the other networks, okay? TNA is doing a bad rating because they're in a bad slot. Raw is doing a good, decent ratings because they're in a good slot. They've been in that slot for 14 years, roughly, give or take, different times here and there. But they've been at 9 o'clock since January of 93, I mean, they're established. TNA is not established yet. They're going to get better ratings when they have a better product and when they have a better time slot. If they get 2 hours, they may get a better rating. TNA's pushing for 2 hours. I think they can fill 2 hours with more wrestling. Stop with the backstage shit. Focus on the wrestling like you guys used to do. That'd be great. Corey wants to know my thoughts on Mr. Kennedy's response to the Benoit media coverage. I think Ken Kennedy is the best guy to have said anything. Ken Kennedy knows what he's talking about. He did his research, obviously, and he posted a very... not a nice response. He basically lashed out against the media. But you know what? Good for him. If I had the thing in front of me, I'd read it verbatim. I would. Because Ken Kennedy posted such a great response, put that idiot Mark Merrow in his place. Mark Merrow had to respond, and he sounded like a dumbass when he did. It was great. I love Mr. Kennedy. It's awesome. JDMeach1 at yahoo.com. JDMeach1, the number, at yahoo.com. MySpace.com/JeffMeacham. Give me your critiques. Let me know what you thought. We tried to do a quick format here. Hopefully it went over well. That's it. Good night.